Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
One of the biggest Muppets on Twitter gives out to everyone but can't take a thing, purposely gets anyone who says anything slightly negative about him banned on Twitter. No, people who call me the C word. That's what I do. That's one of my favourite things. 03444991000. Oh, man alive. So it's the Fortnite World Cup. If you're watching it, if you're into it, I'd love to know. I'd love to know about it. I think I get it. I've never been into sport. But I get watching excellent... You know, Ninja was playing. You know, Ninja's one of the top 10 Fortnite players in the world. He was playing it. If the kid, the fish guy, I've forgotten his name, the English kid, the 15-year-old kid, what's his name? Guys, we just said his name. We just talked...
Yeah, but you said it, I didn't.
Crybaby, Metafish, what's his name? Frizzfish, Fishboy... Fishby, what's his name? We just talked about him.
Filletfish, my wife.
No! The 15-year-old kid. Don't Google it. We're better than Google.
I don't know, though.
We are better.
I'm not.
Don't Google it. I will tape your fingers together. In fact, I'm going to bring in some gaffer tape. No! Don't touch your computer. I'm going to bring in gaffer tape and
you're not allowed to do that. That's like bad teachers.
The name... Busby Fish. Anyway, Busby Fish, we're going to call him, the 15-year-old kid, British. He's British. This is the kid, Catherine.
Is he the one that gave up school?
Yeah, he's homeschooled.
And everyone said, oh, that's terrible, terrible parenting.
No, you said it was terrible parenting.
Yeah, everyone who was important said, oh, terrible parenting.
Everyone who was important. You said it.
Yeah.
Most people, he's allowed to stay up till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's when he plays with Americans. And you, Juicy Fish, no. And you said, oh, that's terrible parenting, right? And I went, no, this is great parenting. He's going to win $3 million.
Yeah, but he's going to be educationally stunted.
He's going to have $3 million?
Yeah, at the age of 15. Might have never ruined anyone.
Name one person it ruined having $3 million at the age of 15.
Britney Spears.
So I'm sorry, you're saying Britney Spears is ruined? Don't think so. Excuse me, I know my Britney Spears. One of the biggest stars on the planet, has residencies in Las Vegas worth millions.
Yeah, she'd have been happier working at Dairy Queen.
Macaulay Culkin.
Sorry?
Same.
Sorry, Macaulay Culkin, the guy who is now probably still quite wealthy and is in a band that plays covers of Velvet Underground songs but changes all the words to be about pizza.
He could still
You're telling me he's broken?
He could still have done that.
No, he couldn't actually. Not if he'd not met some of the creative people that he hung out with, Tim Curry and Joe Pesci, for example. Some of the real creative people that he got to hang out with.
Judy Garland.
I'll give you Judy Garland. But that was in the olden days before we knew how to look after weird kids. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If you want to give us a call. I noticed none of the racists are calling in.
No, too many numbers.
This station really does make me vomit with the playing to the alt-right, hard-right crowd that most of the presenters do. And I'm sorry, guys. I could get more listeners by getting a picture of Tommy Robinson and cutting a hole in the mouth and then just humping it. But I refuse to do that. It's free speech. What's your problem, snowflakes? It's free speech. And if I'm the last vaguely... I'm only left of centre. I'm not full-on lefty. I'm not a communist or a socialist or a Marxist. I don't actually know what Marxism is. I'm kind of just slightly left of centre. But if I'm the last slightly left of centre voice on this station, then God damn it, I'll take that and I'll wear it as a badge of pride. We'll go on the. I'm slightly nervous about going on the Facebook page, but we will go on there after 11. We will put on our protective gloves, our hazmat suits. We'll put clothes pegs over our noses, and we will go onto the Talk Radio Facebook page where that clip has been posted, and we will see exactly what it is they're saying about me on there.
Well, we'll try to decode some of it.
A lot of people saying, do you remember when you did cocaine, Ian? Yes, I did. I loved it. And if you've not got any for me, could you see if your mate Tommy has? Because I'll bang a couple of lines off of him. Oh, I can't. He's banged up. Let's go to Michelle. Good evening, Michelle.
Hello, Ian. How are you guys?
Well, good, thank you. What have you got for us tonight?
Just, really, it's a little bit all about me, but hey-ho. I called you quite some time ago, and I'd been sober for 3 years, then I'd gone back out doing a bit more research.
Oh, I remember you, Michelle. I remember you. Did you phone me over a year ago?
Oh, yes.
We thought you were a journalist. This is Michelle, who we thought was a journalist.
Oh, yeah, because she was asking some very detailed questions.
You were not long after... and we can say this openly and honestly, Michelle, because you've passed the test.
Programme of rigorous honesty.
Or she's playing the long game.
Or she's playing the very long game, because you called not too long after the jungle, and we were getting quite a few journos phoning up, asking quite intrusive questions, pretending to be callers. And I remember you totally... And you asked about me going back into the rooms after my little relapse and what it was like.
I did.
And, Michelle, I apologise, because I was quite coy with you because we were getting these calls from people who were not what they were saying they were. And so I was not quite as open with you as perhaps I would like to have been. So I apologise for that, Michelle. I apologise if I seemed cold in any way.
Not at all. I'm 4 months sober.
Yes! This is it! Well done!
And I'm calling you from a convention in Birmingham.
Oh!
So I've had about 4 meetings today. And
beautiful.
It's just brilliant, Ian. And really, I just wanted to say thank you.
Mate, I feel bad now because we treated you with a little bit of, well, significant amounts of suspicion, and I didn't share as much as I have done in the past.
But it was a sensitive time and there was a lot going on.
I'm so pleased for you, Michelle. I'm so pleased. So,
you said to me, imagine you go in the rooms, what do you think they're going to say? Do you think they're going to care?
Yeah.
And they didn't. Yeah. And I had lots of hugs. And I've cried a lot. And I've done my 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Beautiful. Because you were worried, weren't you? Because you'd been sober. And then you were worried that going back, that whatever reaction it was you were expecting from all those kind people who just want people to win.
Oh, yeah, it was all about me. But no, it's brilliant. And it's the right thing. And my kids are happy, my husband's happy, and, I'll never forget what you did for me. And you were reassuring, even though you were being a little bit, whatever you said.
We were a little bit cagey. Oh, Michelle, I'm so thrilled. I'm honestly, this call has made my week, and I remember it exactly, you phoning up, and I've often felt a little uneasy about the way I spoke to you then.
You carried the message, and you told me exactly what I needed to hear, and now look.
Nice one. What's the hotel like in Birmingham? Because I used to work in Birmingham and I stayed in some real dumps.
It's okay.
All right. It's nice.
You know, it's better than me sleeping in my own wee on my settee, which is how my life was before.
There you go. You see, anything is a step up from that.
I can't complain about a small TV when my bed's dry.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle, I'm so pleased for you and I'm pleased for your family. But what a lovely, inspirational call to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much. I've got so much love for you guys.
Oh, well, maybe one day we will meet up in a meeting or one of our shows and we'll have a hug. And,
there we go.
Yeah. Nice one, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep
Bye-bye.
Coming back.
Bye-bye.
What a nice call. I remember her call exactly. It was probably April, May of last year.
Yeah.
And I remember because there was another call that night, a guy, and we'd had a couple the days before that were definitely journalists, and you and I looked at each other and went...
Because she sounded quite together, didn't she?
Yeah, and she was asking very specific questions about my relapse and going back. That's brilliant, Michelle. Thank you. You don't have to phone up if we've helped you at all. You know, a lot of people don't, and that's great. But that's really, really nice. That's totally made my day. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We've got Roger, we've got Alan, we've got Jack lined up. This is a busy, busy show. If you're tweeting me, I'm not seeing them because I'm getting like 100 tweets every few minutes. I'm just scrolling through them. I'm not reading them. I'm muting some people and reporting some others, but then just scrolling through them because I'm a 46-year-old man and I've got much better things to worry about. 0344 499 1000. This dear listener is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
So, this is what happened on Reddit recently. A wife shared her experience on Reddit. I was staying at my husband's parents' house, visiting his family stroke hometown, she explained. This was the first time I've stayed with them at their house. Everything was fine until I found out my father-in-law is practically a nudist. I saw him watching TV without clothes on when I came home from dinner with my husband. We're not sure why her husband didn't clue her in before their stay or any point in their relationship for that matter. She continues. Tip of the iceberg, which I think I could see from here, was just after his shower. He's walking around the house naked to the laundry room. He can't even wear a towel. I told my husband I found this to be very inappropriate. Her comments did not go down well with her husband, simply saying his behaviour was very common of him. I told my father-in-law I found it disrespectful that he can't wear clothes around others. This led to an argument where he kept responding with, "It's his house and he can do what he wants." I said, "I'm done," and I booked a hotel for the night and changed my flight home. My husband told me I was overreacting and he didn't support me. At the time of writing, the wife added that she was back home in California while her husband was still at his parents'. So, who's in the wrong? Responses were divided, with some saying the father-in-law should have covered up. It's not as if he's going to die by wearing some underwear for a few days, one person pointed out. Many others thought the husband was the villain of the piece for never having told his wife about his dad. Wow, Your husband really should have warned you that his dad's a nudist. He's the real asshole of this story, someone else weighed in. Then again, some people thought the wife completely overreacted. For God's sake, it's just a penis. Not a BDSM torture house, a bunch of guns and swords adept, or a religious conversion house, read one comment. So, whose side are you on?
Oh,
3444.
You done?
Yeah.
Hang
on. Thanks. Thanks for giving me space to speak.
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Bravo! 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 That was good. I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to hear it myself.
Yeah.
I was thinking. I was thinking about a film that I really want to watch. Which I'm hoping they put it on the hotel channel tomorrow. I'm going to watch it. It's a porno. So, yeah. Maybe we need some time apart. Maybe a trial separation. Could be.
Fine by me.
Well, I'm away, not next week, the week after.
Good for me, good for me.
And then you're away the week after.
Perfect.
So it's 2 weeks apart.
Can we not speak until then?
Have to speak before then because you're co-hosting my radio show with me.
Am I, though?
Just found this video on YouTube. It says, "This isn't fake." And it's called "Some Weird Noises in My House."
I've heard some weird noises.
Okay. "This is an actual occurrence. I was writing my story when..." Okay, this is just found this. It's probably... okay. First off, I don't anyone thinking this is a prank or anything.
I'm not thinking that, no.
And I'm not going to scare you by flashing creepy pictures of possessed people up.
No.
This is bone-fied, scary, unknown sounds within the bowels of my house. Oh, let me plug
it. Bone-fied in your bowels?
Yeah, here we go. Well, here we go. Let's have a little listen. There we go.
Yep.
Now, what I'm about to say is going to escalate the fact that this video might be fake, but you might have to turn up the volume a little. These sounds aren't monster trucks, OK? I don't trust people who spell OK, O-K-A-Y. It's OK. It's OK. Not O-K-A-Y. That is not OK. It's OK. It's a little quiet, but I promise it's not a joke. OK. OK. O-K. And if you don't want to believe me and skip this video, you go right ahead.
I don't believe you.
I understand. Can I skip? No, I do that sometimes when I'm not sure, but seriously, it's...
Okay, shit, you not. There's something under the...
Whoa!
There we go. Well done.
Oh, come on, man. What is he swearing for? People, I hate people. Hate people. 0344 499 1000. Call straight to air for the last 35 minutes of the show, dear listener. Let's do that. Let's do that. Why the hell not?
There's no swearing in my story.
No. A woman lived with her dead mother for 3 years after embalming her body in salted road grit, an inquest heard. My boys love the yellow grit bins. They love them. They love them. You never know what you're going to find in them either. Obviously grit,
mm-hmm.
But quite often bits of trash as well that people have put in there, which I think is naughty. Obsessive hoarder Valerie Jones, who didn't score very highly in our names in rock songs, got 3, I think.
Yes.
57, was found collapsed and severely dehydrated when police forced their way into a cluttered home. But there was so much rubbish in the house, it took them a week to find her mother's remains. An inquest heard Gaynor, a name you don't hear too often these days, 83, hadn't been seen alive for 3 years, and Valerie had failed to raise the alarm. But she had bought 4 bags of salted grit around Christmas 2015.
Ooh.
The coroner believes she used it to embalm or cover up Gaynor's body. The pair moved into the country cottage in Aberaeron, Ceredigion, in 2012. Let's just take this call. Hello, caller. You're on line one. You're on the right wireless.
All right, guys.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, then why did you say hello again?
Because I didn't hear what you said. Why are you being so aggressive?
Well, I actually wanted to call and ask you something nice, actually.
Away you go, sir.
Do you fancy a bun?
I'm going to pass on tonight, but maybe let's chat about it next week.
How about Kath?
No.
I've already got one.
Thank you very much, caller. I appreciate that. Very kind. Our callers are great at offering gifts and bringing things and all kinds of stuff. 03444991000. The pair moved into the country cottage in 2012. It had no running water or electricity and was described as uninhabitable. Detective Constable Caris Sisto said that when Valerie woke up in hospital, she said she could not remember her mother's death and gave the impression she was still alive. Valerie suggested she understood one of Salt's uses was preservation. This is a sad story.
Yeah, someone's not well.
Yeah. DC Sisto added, the mother's body was found under a layer of rubbish and tarpaulins. She could only be identified by her DNA and the cause of her death remained a mystery. Recording a narrative verdict, coroner Peter Brunton said there were many uncertainties, but he was confident there was nothing sinister about Gaynor's death. He added, on the balance of probabilities, Gaynor Jones died of natural causes and her daughter took measures to embalm or cover up her mother's body because she was unable to report the death to authorities. He said Valerie was being cared for at a mental health unit and it was not in public interest to charge her with a crime. You do wonder, there are so many people, this woman's in her 57, so many people, you know, obviously we all have people that we might be thinking of, in their 50s and 60s who are perhaps not as equipped to exist in the outside world and are looked after by parents. Yeah. And once those parents die, the parents have done their best they can and looked after them throughout their life, but they have made no provisions for them after they die.
And they are not on the radar of anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had experience on this programme of trying to get help for those people. And I remember one particular instance, one of the council spokespeople was kind of being a bit snarky with me, saying, you want me to institutionalise this person? Is that what you're saying? I said, no, but could you get them assessed? Oh, so you're saying that they can't cope then? You're saying that they... I was saying, no, I'm asking you. I'm saying I'm worried about someone. Could you go and see if they're all right?
Yeah.
But it was kind of the finger of blame went on me for suggesting that someone...
Yeah.
For making a judgment about someone and not being a professional.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't even as if... there wasn't a curiosity there.
No.
It was kind of, well, they're not on our list and that's the end of that.
And that's the end of that, guys.
And you're not a professional.
Let's go to line one. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello, that's you.
Oh, hello. It's Christina again.
Hello, Christina again.
Hello. Sorry, no, this is quite poignant for me. I grew up, my mum was a hoarder.
Ah, okay, go on.
So, yeah, I grew up in a house where nothing was ever thrown away. Like, things like yoghurt pots, we'd eat yoghurt and it would be washed out and kept on the side.
Yeah.
Or, you know, milk bottles. You know, remember the tops of those? She used to collect those.
The silver foil tops, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was your... So this was when you were growing up as a kid, you lived in this.
Yeah.
So what... Describe your house. Because we have images of hoarders where it's you can't move anywhere in the house. Was it as bad as that?
Yeah, no, that... Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, mate.
We couldn't have friends round or anything. It was, yeah.
At what age did you start to think maybe this was not normal behaviour?
I think around 13, 14, I got a bit embarrassed because my friends would come over.
Yeah.
And no, it was when I started going to my friends' houses and seeing they were all clean and nice and lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah, on lounge, literally, there was no floor space or anything.
Wow.
And, you know, TV magazines that you used to have where you used to circle like the programmes you wanted to watch? They would all be kept.
And
literally, nothing was thrown away. And when I was older.
Why was she doing it, Christina? Did you ever find out?
Well, yeah, I think so now. It turned out that she had a daughter when she was 18, which my granddad made her give up.
Wow.
So I think that's why she could never ever.
So it was kind of a I've given something away that I didn't want to. So I'm going to control everything and never give anything else away.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor woman.
Yeah, it was horrible because I used to try and help her out and say, "Look, Mum, you don't need that." So I'd do a tidy up of the house, but literally in the the big old black bins that you have.
Yeah.
She'd drag it all back in the house.
Yeah.
Is Mum still with us?
Mum was homeless for 8 years. And she was bound. She's now in a home, and as soon as my granddad realised that, he passed away 4 days later.
Ay. Do you... Yeah. Gosh, what a complicated life you've had, Christina.
Yeah.
No, you have. I don't. You know, genuinely, what a complicated life. How are you?
Well, you know what I'm like. I'm trying to be a comedian, and I've got bipolar.
Right.
I'm just trying to get on with it. Now I've got a court order for it to sort out our finances because my granddad got £5 million worth of property.
Sorry? Blimey.
But he put my nan in a home, met a new lady.
Yeah.
That pretty much all goes to her. My mum's in a home now.
Do you see your mum?
I can't. I really can't. My sister walked past her on a park bench about 3 years ago and couldn't even talk to her. I used to be able to deal with it, but now it's just a bit...
Why, and I'm not in any way judging you at all. Why can't you talk to her?
Because it was always me dealing with everything. Back when it was going on, when she was the hoarder and she wasn't very well, my granddad said I would be the one that would have to section her, and my sister didn't want me to do it.
Yeah.
So I kind of went with my sister's wishes, didn't do it, and then on and on it went on, and yeah, it just got a bit messy. I did meet up with my mum several times, but we'd meet up, and then she'd sit at a bus stop, and I'd say, "Mum, go home." She said, "No, I just want to sit at the bus stop." She's not well, so...
No.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So I always tried to help. I'd have social services call me. She'd have fleas and be scratching and...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Well done for surviving that, Christina. And being, I use the phrase because I know you'll kind of get it, relatively sane. You know, it will be hard.
Oh, God,
I know, we know what
you're saying. Man alive, I'm pretty decent.
Yeah,
like,
I know. And I know that you've got your issues, but to come out of that alive is incredible. So well done. You should be very proud of that.
So I'm sorry you have to call back in again, but that hoarder thing is just so relevant to me, and people don't really understand it. Because it is a mental illness, and it's always because something was kind of taken away. And you've got relevance to everything, because I kind of went through a stage where I couldn't throw a lot of stuff away. I've moved about 5 times, and people say, "Why don't you throw that away?" And I'd be like, "Because that's my memory about that." And they said, "Well, even if it goes away, you've still got the memory in your head. You don't need to have a physical thing in your hand to know that that is there."
Yeah.
Christina, thanks for sharing that. That's I'm kind of speechless after that. That's some story.
But like you say, it takes someone pretty special to come through that and still be able to see the other person's side of it. I can understand why if you feel resentful.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Of course, you'd have every right to.
That's your childhood.
Oh, Matt. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I still want to get in contact with my mum. I mean, my sister met up with her last week. It's taken me stages. Oh God, sorry. You know my comedy thing. I called up the home just to pass the message on, and all of a sudden they said, "Do you want to talk to her?"
Ooh.
And she had a split second. I went, okay. I was on hold for 4 minutes, and I thought, should I hang up? And all of a sudden I spoke to her, and it was like, I just wanted to let her know that I never keep calling you up about this comedy thing, but it's just a big point in my life. And
you can call us up about anything, Christina.
She didn't really, but she's always championed me as being the funny one. Like, growing up, I was always the funny one. And my dad... Oh, yeah, it's another story. But, yeah, I just wanted to pass that message on, so I managed to speak to her, and, she's not well, but, it was just a wooden thing, and
Thank you, Christine.
Yeah, your
call is going to sit with me and probably quite a few of the listeners for a while, I think. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Good.
Thanks very much.
And I hope it's the same as Michelle, because Michelle earlier has kind of... You know, Michelle earlier was an alcohol sober thing. So, yeah, that inspired me to kind of pluck up the courage to give you my story about the hoarding.
Wicked. Thank you. She said pluck. I know it sounded like she said pluck. Did. Christina, nice to talk to you. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Wow, what a call.
Yeah.
What a call. We'll carry on taking calls straight to air and just going through the papers and stuff. Let's have a quick break. This is Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
Belfast tomorrow. Be exciting.
Yeah.
What time am I saying? Picking you up 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. It's happening. 0344 499 1000. Call straight to air. Let's go to line 3. 3, you're on the wireless.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Good evening. Line 3, Nelly. Yes, sir.
Hello there. I'm calling you live from Kendall Calling Festival, where it's very, very wet.
Oh, beautiful. Who's on? Who's playing right now?
Well, we've just got back and finished seeing Nile Rodgers and Sheik, who were absolutely excellent. Yeah, just like that.
Yep.
About an hour and a half of songs, flawless, didn't put a note wrong. And then the amount of songs that were like, I mean, he played songs back from like Madonna stuff, some Bowie stuff that he was co-writer on or produced, and the body of work was just an incredible body of work, really. A great live show. Valley Drone Boy was seen, Reverend of the Maker. So some good bands to come next tomorrow and Sunday as well. So
Who have you got to come?
Doves, Manic Street Preachers, who I know Catherine doesn't like. We've got a couple of tribute acts.
If you tolerate this shit, then your children will be next.
That's the one, yeah.
That's actually quite a good song.
But, my mates are doing a barbecue at the minute, and we've got like a few tents together under like little sort of
1 o'clock in the morning going on. Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, but I've come away because there's a random man just turned up. So I've sit down with him.
Is he high on drug? Is he taking drug?
Well, he says he hasn't. I think he's just had a lot of drink, and he's sort of I think he's a bit lonely, but I just don't want him there.
He's after your meat, Nelly.
Unlucky. Yeah, he wants your sausage. Mm. He wants to get his hand on your sausage.
Well, tougher, really, because I'm not giving my meat to anyone.
Well, here's the thing.
Not any stranger.
Tell him to jog on.
The thing is, I'm not that sort of... I'm the sort of guy who just sort of puts up with it and grumbles.
There has to be an alpha. You can't be a group of beaters, beta cucks. There has to be an alpha somewhere in your friendship group, doesn't there?
Are there no women there?
Yeah, you're right. Are there no women?
There is a laugh there, but, we're not even beat them, mentally fair. We're just all losers.
Well, then you're going to have to, share your sausage with this man.
And probably move in with him.
Just tell him to get lost. Come on, mate. Listen, we're having a great time, but we're having a little... This is a private little do for a few friends.
Isn't your missus missing you? Say something like that.
I think he's already said that he's come to the festival by himself.
Oh.
But I don't quite believe him.
Okay, well, unlucky. Unlucky, mate. Listen, this is just... I would have no qualms... saying, sorry, mate, look, it's nice to meet you, but this is just a private little gathering. Lie if you want. Say, look, it's Tony's birthday. It's a private little gathering. It's nice to meet you, but really, we just want to do this amongst ourselves. And then if he starts giving you aggro, you just punch him in the gut, kick him in the face, get your chucks out, which I'm sure you've taken to the festival, and you do some chucks on him.
I think he might just go away
Nelly, let me speak to him.
I know what you do. Has no one there got a guitar?
No, unfortunately not.
I was going to say, if someone starts with Wonderwall, that'll see him off.
Nelly, let me speak to him. I'll get rid of him for you, buddy.
Hang on, wait a second. I'm just going to head back to our camp.
I'll get rid of him for you. I'll talk to him.
Right, okay, hang on a second.
How's it going?
No, I'm just talking to Ian Lee on the telephone.
Ian.
Ian.
Let me talk to him.
That's Ian Lee. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah. Okay. Get rid of him.
Ian.
I'll get rid of him.
Liam.
Hello, mate. Who's this?
Liam Ian.
Liam
Ian.
Yes, mate. What's your name?
Frank. How's it going?
Hey, Frank. How you doing, man? Listen, you're on the radio, so don't swear. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a buzzing time. Where are you from, mate?
I'm from... I'm in London at the moment. We're on Talk Radio right this very, very second. Did you enjoy Nile Rodgers and Chic?
Yeah, we're on Talk Radio, 09991.
Yep, that's it. 09991.
Yeah, you're on it.
Yep.
9991.
What drugs are you taking tonight, man?
Well, hang on a minute. I can't be telling you. I don't know you.
Well, I'm an ex-junkie. I've taken loads of drugs in my life. I don't do it anymore, and I can tell when someone's high.
Yeah, well, I'm not high. I've just had a bit of a laugh tonight, maybe.
A bit of acid?
No, I've not had any acid. I don't like it.
Whoa, watch your language. Like that's it. A yellow card. Don't do another swear, otherwise you're gone. Hey, listen, can I ask you a favour? Can I ask you a favour?
Go on.
My mate Nelly, who you just spoke to, it's his birthday tonight, right? And him and his friends are having they're having a nice little quiet barbecue. And they just want it to be their friends and people that they know. So would you do me a favour?
You want me to
I would like you, if at all possible, just give them the phone back and just let them get on and have their own little private evening. Nothing. They've enjoyed talking to you. I've enjoyed talking to you. It's been really nice talking to you. But it'll be great if you wouldn't mind. Just going back to your tent or whoever it is you're with, or if you're on your own, go in your tent or find someone else, because they just want to have a great time. And if I'm honest, I think maybe you're just killing their bars ever so slightly.
Ian, it's Nelly.
Yeah, did he go?
No, he's still here. I don't think he quite understands English.
I had to turn the fader down and use the dump button twice.
Apologies for that. I don't know.
Just tell him to. He's off his mash. Just tell him to get lost. Did he hear any of what I had to say?
I think he heard it, but he didn't understand any part of it whatsoever.
Then you need to just say, go on, mate, off. What you need to do is all of your mates need to make a big circle of your own urine. So just urinate in a circle. He won't be able to cross that. You're marking your territory. He will not be able to cross that.
Or you all have to be more loco than he is.
Yeah.
So start punching yourselves in the head and stuff.
Start smearing feces on your genitals. Hope that helps, Nelly. Thanks very much for your call. I tried. 03444991000. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless. Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. Let's try line. I'm getting quite a few calls now. Let's try line six. Good evening, line six. Hello.
Hello.
That's you.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Hiya. I've rung you up before. It's Josie.
Hello, Josie.
I kind of zoned out of social media for a few days.
Well done. You must feel great.
And then, but then I decided to go on it tonight, and it seems you've caused a bit of a fucking use the word shitstorm.
You can say shitstorm. I thought you said the F word then. If I can use the word, and didn't it sound like it? Flipping after that last guy.
No.
All I'm doing is exercising my free speech, Josie. That's all. And some people have got very upset.
I know. I know.
But yet not
that.
One of them phoned up to have an actual conversation with me about it.
It was like, read the comments. And I'm reading through the comments then. But it's really hard when it, because I'm used to, when I ring in, I normally can hear you on the phone.
Oh. That's because we didn't answer you, because we're going straight to air. It's a slightly different setup.
I know, this is it. And I've kind of lost, because I haven't listened for a few days, because I zone out of everything, like radio, because I don't have TV.
Oh, good for you. Well, this is great. This is a good little technical digital detox.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a self-care thing.
Yeah, well done. More people should do it.
and I tried to zone out of everything. And then tonight I thought, oh, I'll zone in back in again.
What a night
to zone back in. And then I'm like, oh, Ian, what you been up to?
Yeah, what a night to zone back in, Josie.
I know. But the trouble is like, it's awful because, like, that you've kind of, I think you've had some quite serious conversations, haven't you?
Right. Tonight we've had some serious tonight. Ones. We've had some light ones. It's been the mixture that I like it to be. It's all right. Clunky gear changes. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I was just like, what have you done? Do you know when you zone back into something, you're like, oh, what's going on here
yeah.
then?
Yeah. So when you so zone out of everything,
fill me in.
When you have a digital detox and zone out of everything, what do you think about?
Well, because. When it's a bad, because the trouble is I think about my family all the time, but I try to zone out of all things. You know, I've got something that I do.
Yes.
Where I
have a little fiddle.
Sounds really boring, but I do cross stitch.
I don't listen to that, but no, that, I bet that's very zen. You get into a nice meditative state.
Right. Yeah. So I zone out of everything and sort of like concentrate on sewing.
Yeah.
But I have to, I literally, because I don't have TV anyway, yep. So I listen to radio all the time, the and I turn the radio off.
Yeah.
My kids, you know, I have the phone on so yep. that my kids can get hold of me. But I zone out of social media.
Turn the phone off. Get rid of the phone. Ditch the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, well, radio, I don't, you know, but I can go back, but you have to stop yourself. But you can't do that sort of thing, can you? So,
no.
Because obviously you work in media.
Well... I'm certainly planning on not using my phone much when I'm in Rome in a couple of weeks with my boys. I'm going to take it out with me so we can take some pictures, but that's it. I'm not going to be tweeting too much. If you see me tweeting too much, Catherine, please send me a text telling me to get off Twitter.
I joined Twitter. I joined that.
Yeah.
And my kids took me off it.
Good. It's an awful
place. They said it's too nasty.
It's a cesspit.
You're not allowed on it.
I wouldn't want my mum on Twitter. It's a cesspit. Imagine getting your mum on Twitter. God, dear God, no thank you. Well, Josie, listen, it's good to have you back. I'm going to go because we've got a few more calls coming in and we're getting to the end of the show. Thank you for that. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Listen, right, I don't listen to this station. And I turned it on. I was like, what? What? What are you talking about? They're like Nick Robinson, Robert Preston and Andrew Marr all rolled into one blatant half-licking. He must have a giant tongue like that. He's like, oh, can I take you out on a date? Candlelit dinner, me and you, on a soiree. I just touch you. Oh, could I touch you? Could I just touch your skin? Ian, you filthy git! Can't believe I just heard that shit. Shut up! He's dead. I just tune in. Never again.
Don't know about you.
Thanks very much for your call. He makes a good point. He makes a good point.
I didn't hear any of that, but I'm disgusted.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.